Hello everyone. What a blessing it is to be here with you today. I'm Sister Laura. Welcome to Sunday Live. I want to give everybody an opportunity to join in who's going to join in. We want to welcome you to get comfortable, click share, invite your friends to today's Revelation Hour. It's a beautiful, hey Salome, good to see you, sister. God bless you. It's a beautiful day today, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I've been out in my backyard. I was actually going to do today's study up on my roof. But hey Aunt Johnny, good to see you. But I decided to, hey Chantel, I decided to come down off my roof, maybe get a little water, and share from my camper's chair. I hope that you can hear me okay. Amen. Chantel, can you give me a one, or Salome, if you can hear me okay? Okay, great. Wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Ah, great. Wonderful. Welcome. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer, and thank you, Aunt Johnny. And let's get started with today's Bible study. Tootie. All right, so let's pray. Father, today we just give you thanks and we give you praise for all that you're doing in the heart of this part of your family. And today we pray, Father, that you will lead us and guide us in your peace. We pray you will lead us and guide us in your heart through your rest. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Well, I wanted to pause a moment from our regular teaching on the tabernacle of Moses. And I just want to touch some common base with some common ground that we've been talking about throughout this past week. Thank you, Father, for your wind. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Amen. And as I touch on these common base areas, I pray that it's something that you can take with you throughout the week. Hey Val, good to see you. And you can begin to practice into all your week, begin to practice in your day. Today I want to talk about the believer's authority. The basics of faith. And I want to do it from the viewpoint of covenant. So if you have your Bibles, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Matthew. And we are going to look at chapter 28. Tootie, come over here, please. Come over here. No, go around the other way. Matthew chapter 28. Sit down, please. Good girl. And this is the part that is so important, that we begin to look at the believer's authority from the viewpoint of covenant. This scripture here that I'm about ready to share with you is the scripture that Jesus used to commission his disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus said, listen to this, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Now listen to this. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do these things which I have commanded you to do. Talking about the believer's authority. We're talking about the Great Commission. Did you notice here that the very basics of the message to go ye, to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is talking about covenant? Let that sink in for just a moment. This is talking about covenant. And as we go in through some scriptures today that we all know and love, we'll understand that the very commission that Jesus taught his disciples was to go and make sure that the disciples understand that baptism is being one with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which is covenant. Just read it. Amen, Val. Praise God. Now, hold that thought, and that's the basis that we're going to work from today. Okay, we're going to go into some scripture. We're going to see some live ammunition, so to speak, that we can see that the course of the life. Hey, evangelist, good to see you. Amen. We're talking about the scripture, go ye into all the world, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, really is the baptism of the Godhead, or covenant. Covenant. So let's turn our Bibles over to the book of Mark. And we're going to go into a familiar passage of scripture that we all know and that we all love. Tootie, come over here. Come over here. My dog wants to snuggle with me today. She wants to be involved in Bible study. Okay, lay down. Okay, so Mark 11, this is the famous scripture where Jesus was about a week out and he was on his way to the cross, and he came riding down into Jerusalem, and he was going to a fig tree to get something to eat. And as he was going to the tree, he saw that there was no fruit on it. We're talking about the believer's authority from the viewpoint of covenant, not faith. And as he saw the fig tree, he told the fig tree to dry up. And they all began to wonder, how did he do the things that he did? And this is what I want to pick up. I don't want to pick up on the faith scripture. We want to know about the believer's authority. How did Jesus walk in authority? And if you look at verse 28, it begins to say, by what authority do you do these things? us? And who gave you this authority? Now, this is powerful. You watch this. You watch what I'm about ready to show you. And Jesus answered their question with a question. And he said, "Answer me, I tell you. I tell you the authority that I do these things." Was it the baptism? We're talking about the believer's authority and how the believer's authority is covenant. Was it the baptism of John? Was it the baptism of John from heaven? Remember when John baptized Jesus in the River Jordan and he came up out of the river and the heavens opened and the Spirit of Elohim, like a dove, lighted upon him, rested upon him. That's baptism. The authority that I do the things, was it of John from heaven or from men? Answer me. Now Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world baptizing." And here we see Jesus say, what authority was given to him and who gave him the authority? The baptism from heaven is the baptism of covenant. Folks, these are the basic scriptures. And we have often interpreted this particular chapter to say that faith is the authority by which a believer operates out of, but it's really not, because it's covenant. Covenant is being born into God, being one with God. And when you're one with God, you are one with the whole Godhead, because God in the Greek is the word Theos. Theos. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world baptizing people in covenant, teaching covenant, preaching covenant, telling people covenant. And all authority is found in covenant. Now, when Jesus said, "Answer me," nobody could answer him. Isn't that profound? We're going to build on this, the believer's authority. A closer look at faith from the viewpoint of covenant. Covenant. I'm going to move my easel here for just a moment. My dog just loves to walk around. But this is very important that we understand the message of covenant. Covenant is the foundation. Jesus said unto Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, you must be born again." And when you're born again, you can see into the kingdom of God, or you're born of God. You're born of water. You're born of spirit. So, we started out with the commission. Baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Or teach people how they are one in covenant. Then we saw the scripture, how the disciples questioned Jesus by what authority he did what he did. And he said, the authority that he did what he did was answered through a question. Baptism. Now I want you to go over to the book of 1 John, chapter 5. We're going to land right there with a scripture, and then we're going to come back, wrap this all up, and maybe bring some people in to today's time together to have some open discussion. We're going to come back and look at that. Turn your Bibles over to the book of 1 John. Hey, Wendy, good to see you. Good to see you. Turn your Bible over to 1 John, chapter 5. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. Baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he was questioned why you're finding your place. How do you do what you do? By what authority do you do what you do? And who gave you that authority? And Jesus answered them through baptism. Baptism, being one in covenant. Notice he didn't say anything about faith. Faith is not the believer's authority. We're going to delve into this a little bit more here in 1 John chapter 5. And we want to talk about verse 4. Put your finger there. And let's go. For whoever is born of God. Now just stop for a moment. This word God is the Greek word theos, which means Trinity, which means covenant. Whoever is born of covenant, whoever is born of God, overcomes the world. See, when you walk in covenant with God, when you recognize that you are one with the Godhead, when you are born into God, Paul said that it was a house that was made not with human hands, but it was a house that was made by God. When you are born into the house of God, you are automatically an overcomer of the world. And because you're an overcomer of the world, you are born, you are seated, you are placed in authority. See, authority is not something to come under, but authority is somewhere to live. When you live in covenant and you become covenant-minded with your whole being, you literally walk in authority. You shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and whatsoever things that you say and doubt not in your heart, you shall see what you say come to pass, you will have what you say come to pass, because you're born of God. You're born of baptism. Read a few scriptures down below that. Mark 11:23. Baptized into covenant. You are born of God. Isn't that good? Covenant is something you carry, but covenant is something that you're one in. But when you're one in covenant or the Godhead, so you need to know what covenant is. Covenant is being one in the Godhead. And because of that, covenant is one with all the resources of God. That's faith. See, faith is the quickening testimony that covenant is at work. Faith is quick. It testifies. It bears record. It shows that God is at work. That's faith. So when we walk in covenant and we begin to speak the word of God, and we say into that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it's covenant. It's the Godhead at work. And when we begin to see those words of covenant go forth and it's quickened and it comes alive, that's faith. Faith without covenant is not authority. The believer's authority is being born of God or covenant. Now, whosoever, back to 1 John chapter 5, are you following me? Are you listening? Are you understanding what I'm saying? It says here, chapter 5, verse 4, whosoever is born of God, whosoever is born of God is an overcomer of the world. The moment that you recognize that you are born of covenant, it's the moment that you realize you are born of God. You are born of God upon you. You are born of God in you. You are born of God through you. And because of that, you have authority. And because you have authority and you begin to speak, your words go forth in authority and you carry the justice system of the government of the kingdom. And when you see that what you speak begins to come alive, that's faith. See, faith comes out of walking in covenant with God, because covenant is the foundation, because covenant is the Godhead. Two people that are married, they're in a covenant. Two become one. It's the same thing in God. You walk in covenant. Now, it says in here, for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and that is the victory that overcomes the world, is our faith. So, we are overcomers of the world through covenant. And covenant at work reveals the victory. Covenant at work reveals God at work on behalf of the kingdom. That's faith. Now watch this. Who is this that overcomes the world but one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and by blood, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus, the word Christ, means the Godhead. The word Christ means that Jesus was one with God. One moment, please. He's a carrier. He's one with God. He's one with the Holy Spirit. That's what makes him Christ. Jesus was born of covenant. So, these three who testify in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Beloved, when you're born of covenant, you bring heaven to earth. How profound is that? When you're born of covenant, you bring heaven to earth. just like when Jesus was born of John in the River Jordan, baptized, the things of heaven opened and sat down upon Jesus. Heaven came to where Jesus was. Jesus come up out of that water. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. When you're born of covenant, the Father bears witness to what you do in the earth. That's authority. When you are born of covenant, the Father not only bears witness to what is true and faithful in your life, but the Father bears record of His covenant. And the Father walks with you. That's why we've been studying the law of Moses and Abraham, the tabernacle of Moses, for 2 years now. God with us. Covenant. Now let's look at this a little bit closer. It's all going to come together here. Verse 7. There are three who testify in heaven. See, faith is how God testifies of you. That's what quickens what you say. That's what quickens what is written in your life to overcome. That's what quickens the purpose that God has given you in your life. It's who God is testifying about you. That's faith. See, covenant is who God is. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But faith is how God is at work concerning to you, concerning you, what He says about you, but also what He's given you to do, but also how He backs up what He's told you to do. Did you catch those three things? Faith bears record. Faith testifies. Faith gives evidence. What is faith? How covenant or the Godhead is at work on your behalf. And there are these things that testify in heaven. You carry that with you. Heaven comes upon you in covenant, in you and through you. The Father, the Son, and they, these three are one or in covenant. There are three that testify on the earth, the Spirit of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. See, just as Jesus carried the fullness of the Godhead and in Him, now, the Holy Spirit is our covenant because He carries the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're all one. The Holy Spirit carries the fullness of the Godhead in Him through Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit is our covenant. He carries within Him the fullness of the Godhead. These three things testify on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and blood. See, you're born of Spirit. You're born of covenant. You're born of their life. And you're born of who they are. You're born of the Word of God. So now heaven and earth are one in covenant. So, you are overcomers of the world. That's why you're not of the world. That's why you only rely on the things of covenant. That's why covenant is the Godhead and all the resources of the kingdom. They are one. And faith is how covenant is working on your behalf. Faith is how the Godhead, which is represents covenant, is at work on your behalf, speaking about what you do, testifying about what you do in the things of the earth through what you say. Not faith. Faith is not your foundation that we know it as. We look at faith as saying, you shall say into that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you shall surely have those things, and what you say will surely come to pass. We teach that's faith. Faith is saying. But it's not. Faith is the authority by what we do, which is covenant, the Godhead. Does that make sense? At work on your behalf. At work in what you're saying. See, Jesus, if you look at this chapter, Jesus, verse 6, this is he that came in covenant. Jesus was born of covenant. And you see, beloved, this is the missing link. We teach faith, but it's outside of covenant. But Jesus was born of covenant, so he did everything out of covenant. You're born of covenant, so you have to operate out of everything out of covenant. To say you operate out of faith, not knowing covenant, is not faith of God. It's your faith. And if to say that you desire to have those things, and you begin to call those things out that aren't as though they are, like Abraham, if you begin to operate like that outside of covenant, being one with God, then you're truly not walking in kingdom authority. So let's go back to our opening scripture. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 28, the Good Commission. Jesus was born of covenant. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will never perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God sent his Son born of covenant. So here we see when Jesus, back at Matthew 28, I hope you found it in your Bible and you have your finger there and you're writing notes. Jesus said to his disciples, all authority has been given unto me. In other words, the work of covenant is complete on earth and in heaven. All authority. Go therefore and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Teach them that they are one in covenant. God bless you, Melanie. Good to see you. Teach them to deserve everything that I've given you to do. And remember, I am with you always. That's another message of covenant, isn't it? That's another message of covenant. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. See, folks, covenant is the message in this book that we should be teaching from, because you are born of covenant, because you are literally hidden in God. And it is the message that we are to teach as the foundation. And this is the message that we are to take into all the world. Amen, Val. I was going to share something else as I was up on my roof working. I was going to share something else, and the Holy Spirit nudged me and had me come and teach today on the simple commission. This gospel shall be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come. Are we preaching covenant? Are we preaching the message that Jesus came born of? Do we understand that Jesus was born of covenant? And do we understand the difference between covenant and faith? Do we understand from today's time together what authority is? Do we understand how to operate in authority? Just simply carry the message of covenant. Acknowledge covenant. Walk in covenant. This is the doctrine of the New Testament church. See to it that all things are in common with all people. Covenant. Distributing liberty to one another, one that has lack. And they went from house to house. And great signs and wonders and miracles followed, and they were added to the church daily, because they saw to it that everything, that all people had all things in common. They were one, and communion was in the center of it all. Covenant. I'm so thankful today that we are a people where we share the message of covenant in this part of the body of Christ. Val, I saw that you wanted to come into today's teaching. Is there something that you wanted to say? You can go ahead and try to come in. Push the button. Val, if you wanted to come in, go ahead and push the button. I think that, let's see. Val came out today. Here today, I invited you, Val, to come in. Let's see if she can join in. Okay. Hey, Val. Good to see you. God bless you.
Hi, lovely Sister Laura.
Welcome. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell us, you had this scripture on your mind today. What were you thinking? What was on your mind today? Welcome.
Today, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Today, I read 28, my last chapter of what you told me to teach on and teach about, and what you told me to learn about, and I found it immensely, for me, what I heard this evening is like confirmation that from the beginning, right to 28, that the Lord Jesus had a purpose for all that he had gone through, that we can carry on the work that he has begun, because he wants to reach the whole world. He wants us to reach the world, not just keep it all for ourselves and to ourselves, like you are teaching us. We've got to share it with other people so they learn what the Lord Jesus actually came to do, why his Father allowed him to be birthed here upon this earth, so that we can carry it, and he's wanting us to reach. The disciples had to go up to the upper room and wait there till Jesus came to them, and then they were sent out to teach, just like you have been sent out to teach us what we need to know today. And they went out, and they didn't just hang around and they sulked. They went out, and they went and preached the word. They baptized people. They taught people. It was amazing. When we start reading Matthew chapter 1, like you said, read it all the way through. So to me, it's been an immense blessing and an eye-opener of the purpose of the Lord and who he is and what he is in all of our lives.
Amen. And the message is covenant.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, it's so good to see you. Thank you for sharing that. And even though we're miles away, God continues to speak the same thing, the message of covenant. Praise God. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very emotional just knowing that he takes someone just takes someone that has never been there, that's raw, that doesn't know, that has been in the world, that has done things, that the Lord has such a love for people, that he actually draws us to himself. And that is how we can love and do of what he's doing and is sharing the gospel and who he is. He's the Lord Jesus. We need to know who he is. And I'm sorry to say that sometimes when we in church, we don't hear the things that you're teaching. And it's time now that the church actually teaches about rest and righteousness and who Jesus is, and learn more about him than just listening to a service on a Sunday morning, walk away, halfway home, we've forgotten about it, and we're back next Sunday and we learn something else, and then we forget about it. We need to teach on the things that you're teaching at this time.
Covenant is the foundation. Jesus came, born of covenant. We should be teaching on covenant as our foundation.
Yes, I agree. Thank you to you, Laura. You put it into my mind and my heart.
It's good to be with you today. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Val.
Thank you.
I want to take everybody, if I can, for just a moment. And I want to get up from that chair and share with you guys some of the work that I've been doing. You see my ladder's been here.
Here is
I've been working in the yard. Over here, I did all this, doing trimming over here. But I want to go up to, you can see some back parts, my back part. But I want to take you up on my roof for just a moment. I want to show
you. As long as we don't fall.
What's that?
I said, as long as we don't fall.
No, we won't fall, I promise. But as I come up here, you know, part of the Great Commission is in Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus was saying to his disciples that whatever I give you, whatever I speak to you in secret, say to the light. And whatever is whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the rooftops. Well, that's what Jesus told the disciples, that we should carry the good news. that we should really be a people that can go out in the public places and preach in open places. And today, as I've been working up on my roof, and yesterday, I'm so reminded of that, that as we go forth, we should not be ashamed to be out in public places to preach the gospel, to bear witness of this covenant that we share. And I've been working up here on my roof. I'm going to flip this a little bit so that you can see the tree.
Wow.
It says
beautiful.
We are trees of righteousness. It says that we are like a tree that's planted. I love this tree. I love to come to my roof. I have a literal prayer staff. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
But I have a staff that I use up here. And this, just yesterday, I was up here for almost 6 hours cleaning, trimming my branches, making sure that I can clean my gutters, trimming all this. I still have this to do, and I have my awning to clean. Still working on that, but it's come a long way. The thing is that when you are a disciple, you are called to go out into public places and to be a person that carries covenant, that carries the Godhead. And that is the authority that we have. You know, it's not about how long we pray. It's not about how hard we say a particular word. It's not about how we say, do you have faith in God? No, it's about what we carry. It is about that message of covenant. We are born of covenant. And it's that message of covenant that's what gives us authority. So we can be at rest. And we can say into that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And whatever we say will come to pass, because who we carry in covenant, they'll see to it that our words, that our work will come to pass. Well, today, I just wanted to share with you what I've been doing, where I'm at, and I thought I'd bring you outside today and share with you a little bit from my rooftop, literally, to you. And I'll give you a view of my backyard a little bit. That's my prayer staff. As you see, my dog down there looking at me. This is my world. So I just want to thank you guys for coming today. Hey, Jean, good to see you. You love my patio. Hey, Melanie, good to see you as well. I've got a patio here. I've got a patio under my awning. Hold on to that ladder. And then I've got a patio on the other side. But these branches took me at least 6 hours yesterday, and I did a lot of work up here, and then down below, I've just got so much working down below, so excuse my mess today. You like it, Val? I'm so glad. Yeah, it is like a park, Chantel, but I come up here often, and I seek the Lord, I pray to the Lord. I ask the Lord, you know, what is it that you want me to say today? So today I just want to thank you for being a part. I want to pray for each one of you guys. If you like me being outside rather than at home, we can begin to go to different places. We can begin to go public places, and I can begin to share with you more about the things of God that He has given me to share with you about. Beautiful view, use of the ladder. Amen. So let's pray, okay? Father, today in Jesus' name, and if you guys, when I pray, you just want to listen and look at the view, you can do that. Amen. Father, today we just thank you for all that you're doing in each one of our lives. We thank you, Father, that you are a God of covenant. And we thank you, Father, that as we walk in covenant, you have given us all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to God's likeness. And Father, today I thank you and I praise you that when you testify of our lives, that's faith. Thank you, Father, that when you quicken the work that we've been given to do, that's faith. Thank you, Father, that our witness is not of ourselves. Our witness is who you are. That's faith. And as we walk in this place of covenant, may it be a place of authority that we increase from faith to faith. How you testify of us from glory to glory. More of you, less of us. And how we just go about our daily life in rest, in joy. We cast all of our cares upon you because we are overcomers of this world. And we are not a people who are given to the strategies of this world. But Father, we are a people of covenant. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to come down off my roof. And I want you to come with me, okay? Let's see if we can do this together. Well, maybe not. Maybe I can't hold it coming down together. But I will go ahead and say goodbye for today. Thank you for sharing this video with other people. Thank you for sharing it. Liking it. Thank you for all that you do, for your love and your fellowship. And thank you that we could take this time together today up on my roof as we steal away in the secret place today. God bless you all. Thank you for being part of my family in God through covenant. Amen, Val. Thank you, each one of you. God bless you in Jesus' name.